This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here for another hour as we go into the final hour of the show. Now, I hope you enjoyed the last hour that I got to spend with my brother Jason on the phone here. I mean, it was really some great stuff. I do the radio, obviously, every Sunday. I've been doing it for a little over 5 years at this point. You still get a little nervous doing it. And when I'm talking to, the listener, I'm just like, yeah, we're just talking right here and there. But I still, on the days when I tape out shows, I get a little nervous about all the things that I need to talk about, right? And I'm like, all right, I got to talk about this. I got to talk about this. I brought him, my brother, on there, and it was like I was running out of time. There was so much more I wanted to even just talk about and just go on and on and on about. I could have kept him on for, I could have done 4 hours with him. It was so much fun. It was so cool just to reminisce here and there. I can't explain the feeling of how great it is. I'm sure a lot of you understand, but it's just really cool stuff. I get lucky that I get to do a show weekly, but bringing him on was just amazing. So, hope you learned some things. Hope you're getting ready for it. I'm looking to have him back on in a couple weeks. We'll talk when we get a little bit closer to Christmas time and what we can be doing. Now, we have talked about a lot of different things. We've talked about things we can do out in the yard. We've talked about, the different Christmas and, some, really not Thanksgiving, but some Thanksgiving flowers and what we should be doing right now. We talked about the decorating aspect. Let's talk a little bit about houseplants, right? Because I want you to think about, instead of just giving a gift that somebody's going to use for a couple days, I want you to think about something that they're going to keep in their house that could be for years to come. And that's with the tropical, the houseplant types, right? There's so many different varieties out there. And I think, obviously, you got to talk to whoever you're given this gift and understand. I mean, you could go to somebody's house and see that they have tons of houseplants, and you're like, yeah, that person, I need to get them something. That's definitely a houseplant. But take a look at doing houseplants for gifts this year instead of, that sweater that somebody's going to wear once and then leave in the closet. I would love to give my kids houseplants for Christmas instead of all the toys that I, find little pieces here and there. But you get the idea, right? Like, for your, adult friends, all those, why not try some houseplants? Now, a couple easy plants to do this time of year. You probably saw them at a lot of the local stores. I saw them when I would go to Lowe's or Home Depot. They had croton, right? They had them outside to decorate for Halloween. Well, if they still got some of them in there, they probably have like an orange pot. You can always get rid of that pot, but you probably get them at a nice discount. But it's not going to be a great plant So that's why you go to the local garden center. But a croton can come in, like, the colors are variegated in so many different ways. It's so cool to have in there. All right, so instead of just having those green foliage-type houseplants, look for something with color, and that's the croton, right? So it's a really cool one. Definitely loves containers. Now, one that's a low-maintenance houseplant, right, is a ZZ plant. So two letters, Z and Z, plant. It's perfect to give as a gift for people who kind of neglect their indoor plants. Doesn't need a lot. Just kind of exists. Those leaves are deep green and waxy, but they have all sorts of different cultivars, different varieties, different everything. So definitely take a look at one of those, right? A lot of these are your small to medium type tropical plants. You know, a philodendron. Philodendron is like one where you don't have to do much. If you water it, great. But it'll do whatever it wants and just kind of go crazy. You don't have to do a lot of work. Right? So there's so many different types of the philodendron. They all have that heart-shaped leaf, some of them small, some of them large. Easy to propagate, just real easy to deal with. Now another heart shape, maybe a flower, would be an anthurium. They have so many different varieties of anthurium. They are a little bit more difficult to grow or keep going, right? So it's not one that you would give to like a beginning gardener, but somebody who has a lot of houseplants already. Maybe take a look at that. Now a couple of the larger houseplants would be your Schefflera. This one, I've seen it 8, 10, 12 feet in a container. You know, obviously, I've seen it in a greenhouse, but I've seen these guys get pretty big. But you can get them in small 6-inch, 10-inch pots. They come in green, variegated. Some of them will have a little bit of like a yellowish gold. Some will have a white variegation to them. Some will be, you know, small leaves. Some will be large leaves. I mean, they're all over the place with it. And then another type of larger house plant would be a ton of palm trees. Now, I want to break into that a little bit more on another segment here with some different types of palm trees, right? Because there's so many different types, but palm trees are awesome because one of the things that a number of them will do is they actually help with the oxygen in the house. They help keep the air clean, so it's really cool. Now, one that, you know, isn't as popular, but it's cool-looking plant. It takes forever to bloom, but a bird of paradise has those really cool flowers. But like I said, it could take years to bloom. That might be a cool indoor plant. Now, I mentioned in the 7 o'clock hour, you know, taking a look at orchids, right? Orchids are a great indoor house plant. All different colors, varieties, etc. So that's something to look at. Now, another one to mention is the elephant ear, but the Amazonian elephant ear, which is the smaller version. It still has those really cool leaves, but it's not as large as the elephant ear bulb that you would put outside during the year, right? You know, I drove by a house in Woburn on my way to work that had a ton of these along their property, and the leaves were probably 3 feet long, 2 feet wide, maybe even bigger. But they're really cool looking. They can come in some different colors. Like there's one that the top of the leaf is green with the veins of it are like a white color. And then the back of the leaf is almost like a purple color. Now, this one takes part sun, part shade to filtered sun. It's not going to get huge. Like I said, it's not as big as the other alocasia, the elephant ear that's going outside during the spring. About 2 feet tall, 2 feet wide, right? But it's a really cool plant. Be a great one to give as a gift. Now, let's see, what else? We could be looking at like ficus, right? You've probably seen that ficus that comes in the braided. That's like three stems that are braided together. But the ficus, they can be a little bit fussy. They don't like drafty, cold conditions. And if they're in those areas, they're dropping their leaves and you're thinking, oh my God, I killed it. It has all to do with the cold. It really wants the right amount of light, right amount of warmth, humidity, etc. And that's with all these plants. Humidity is a huge thing. But it's definitely full sun. Some of these I've seen get 6, 8, 10 feet tall, get about 3 feet wide. And they'll be like, it almost looks grafted. Like there's a big stem and then the plant. Some of them will be bush form. Some will be other ways. Now, one plant that this time of year that, you know, all throughout the year is that peace lily. But this one barely needs light. You just have to keep it above 40 degrees, water it here and there, and let it go. That's a nice, easy houseplant to give. So just some thoughts about what we should be doing with some houseplants for gifts instead of other gifts anyways. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Ball Parent Garden Club. No phone calls today. We are just talking live about some great different things. Had a great show so far. We're talking houseplants. We're talking ideas for different plants to be giving to, you know, somebody for a gift for Christmas instead of giving them something they might not like, right, or might not keep, right? I talked a little bit about palm trees, right? You know, some of the palms will actually help with, you know, some of the air inside. It will help clean that air. I wanted to just talk about a few of them that you could be bringing inside this year and giving as a gift. You know, there's a couple different varieties out there. I think the most popular is what they call the Majesty Palm. It is one of the larger palms. It gets a little bit bigger, but you can find it in all different sizes. This would be one that could reach 15 feet, but indoors it's not going to get that way. This one almost looks like a bush form of a palm tree. Not like a very thick bush, but like more stems than just one stem and making it taller, right? It does actually... It doesn't mind wet soil, but not like soaked soil. So this one, you know, needs a little bit more water. And it can take indirect light, but will actually tolerate some shade. Now, like I said, the Majesty Palm here, it looks like it's clumping, but it's not as clumpy of a plant as the next one here. This Majesty Palm would almost be considered like a one stem compared to this one, but the Cascade Palm. That one you're going to see as the clumping form. It's going to have 7, 8, 9 stems in that container, right? And it's going to be short. It's going to be shrub-looking. It's going to have that dark green leaves to it. You can get about 6 feet tall when you keep it in a container. If you keep it in a smaller container, it's not going to get as tall, right? It's kind of like a goldfish. It only gets as big as it can. It does like, you know, to have a wet, moist soil, but it doesn't want to be soggy. And it prefers the bright, indirect light. So we're looking at, you know, a filtered light to it, right? But this one here is more of a bushy-type palm tree. So if you're going to put it in a corner, it's going to block from the ground up a little bit. Whereas the Majesty Palm, the bottom is, you're going to see more stem, and then you're going to block for the top. Now, one that you might not even think of as a palm tree is that ponytail palm. It's got that stem that's almost looks like a giant bulb as its trunk. And then on the top of this, it looks like a giant potato that's sitting up and that has sprouts on the top, but they're cooler looking sprouts. It's not like the potato flower. The trunk itself kind of looks like it. You'll understand if you were to go somewhere and see this ponytail palm, you'd say, yeah, it could. Anyways, cool leaves coming out of the top of it, all around it. It's not technically a true palm, but it's in that, it's a palm-like look to it. It does like bright indirect light and doesn't mind actually being pot bound. So it's kind of cool because, a lot of these plants were like, oh, when it gets to this point, you got to repot it. Well, you might not have to repot it as much. It's also a nice smaller plant, so it stays small. Now, another small version that you can keep a little bit smaller, but when you see them like in Florida, they actually get bigger, would be the sago palm, right? This one has, it almost looks like a, pineapple base to it, the way the trunk is. It's a nice bulbous form as well, but it's got a pineapple looking to it with these flowers coming out the top that the branching, that it almost looks like little pine needles coming off of either side, but they're considered leaves, right? But the way it is so tight, and they're actually kind of sharp. So it's actually a really cool one, and it actually can tolerate some shade. Now, another one that I think is really cool and in the same form as that sago palm and the ponytail palm, where it has something on the base, is that yucca palm. You've heard the yucca out in the yard, the yucca filamentosa. Well, this is a yucca elephant types. And it looks like it's grafted on the top, and it's got a cool stem. Can get 5-6 feet tall. It's really cool stuff and drought tolerant. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Aspomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspomer.
USA News Update. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, going deeper into Gaza, taking out Hamas terrorists, as still no deal reached to free the hostages. USA's Skip Kelly with more.
Patients and staff are evacuating Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, with a few remaining doctors attending to those too vulnerable to leave, as the Israeli military reportedly ordered staff to evacuate, a claim disputed by Israel. Accusations by Israel allege that Hamas uses Al-Shifa for military purposes.
Thanksgiving week here in the United States could be tough for travel, as rain, snow, and fog expected in some states, rain out in the northwest, then a storm system in the south will head toward the northeast. The good news, though, dry weather conditions across most of the country on Thursday. USA's John Schaefer has more.
AAA projecting that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Giving you tons of good information, and we're talking houseplants right now. And you know, we've talked a little bit about gifts that you can give as houseplants, right? And I wanted to talk a little bit more about some of the types of houseplants that will help, you know, produce some oxygen in there. You know, according to all the different sciences, all the different things. They can have a bunch of different things to them, but it's not just about like palm trees. There's others here, right? So we're going to list a few of these off and go through them as we have time. But I want to start off with, you know, a very simple one to grow, which would be the pothos, right? It is the number one indoor plant to help oxygen. It's due to the way it converts it, right? I got this information so that I can explain it to you, but there was an experiment done that it showed a 6.5% reduction in carbon dioxide, where it actually decreased the amount of carbon monoxide to the point where it increased the oxygen levels in the home, right? It was studied many different ways, but it even shows that in one area it absorbs 17% of the CO2 in the air and cleans the air because of it. So how cool would it be to give a plant and not just say, hey, here's a plant, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, whatever you want to say. Whatever holiday you're giving it for, because you can give it throughout the year. This isn't just about Christmas time. This is about, you know, birthdays, etc. But wouldn't it be cool to be like, yeah, I got you this pothos because this is the reason why. I was actually looking into it, and it can actually reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the house by 6.5%. That's pretty cool stuff to just talk about. But it's also cool that you put it in your house and it's going to help you breathe, right? So it's really cool. Now, another one to look at, and I talked about it earlier already, would be the peace lily. The peace lily can do a ton of removal of the carbon dioxide. The bigger the plant, the more it will take out. But in a well-ventilated room, it can actually boost the oxygen level by 25%. This was a study done actually by NASA. So, I mean, that's really cool stuff. The, I can never pronounce it the right way, so I apologize. It's the areca palm, E-A-R-E-C-A. It could be Erica. You know, I like Erica better. Sounds nice. Right? This does get rid of some of the other... It's not just helping produce oxygen. It actually helps remove some of the other harmful pollutants. Some, you know, formaldehyde would be one of them. Not that it's out there as much, but it could be taking it out, right? It's just... It's another plant that helps produce oxygen, but get rid of some of the bad by keeping it out. Another plant, snake plant. Sansevieria, right? This one produces the oxygen even more and brings it and absorbs the carbon dioxide at night, along with a number of other things that I can't even pronounce, but it will actually help you breathe better. A spider plant, one of the easier plants to just duplicate and just get many plants of it. But it's another one that will help produce oxygen in the house. It will also help reduce stress and increase productivity, according to UVM, so University of Vermont. They did a study where the study actually shows that this plant can lower anxiety by 37%, depression by 58%, and fatigue by 38%. There's a bunch of other benefits, but how cool is that, right? Like, plants are amazing of what they can do, but like, you know, giving a plant like that, that has other benefits other than just being really cool, it's just something else. It's awesome. But a spider plant is one of those ones where when it starts to grow and go crazy, it creates these shoots which create little babies, which can then be reproduced and put everywhere. I mean, spider plants are one of the easiest to reproduce that are out there. So that's another cool one to take a look at. We talked about Christmas cactus, right? But that emits oxygen at night. It actually helps, it uses the carbon dioxide to create oxygen and glucose during photosynthesis. So, I mean, these plants are amazing. We know that plants can produce oxygen. We know the trees, what they do for us, and all these other things. But if you really start to look into some of these plants and say, you know, I want some plants that are useful. All plants are useful, but just look at some of these things, right? It's just so cool. I mean, I love dealing with plants. I've loved dealing with plants since I was little. But looking at some of these things and just finding some of these other cool reasons to have plants, it's just awesome. I mean, and the studies have been done, right? The studies are there to tell us exactly what... You know, each plant does. So just some things to think about. You know, just a few things. Now, another foliage type plant that does produce a good amount of oxygen would be the Boston fern. Nice green. You can get them in hanging baskets. You can get them in plants. But that one will actually enrich the air with oxygen. Let's see, you know, one that I wasn't really thinking about, but you could, that does have some of the, it helps remove some pollutants, some chemicals in the air, would be a jade plant, right? Jade plants, you can get them small, large. I mean, there are some that are huge. I worked with somebody who had one for like 20 something years, and that thing was huge. But that's another good one to have. So, I mean, just think about the different benefits that these plants have, right? Now, think about like an aloe plant, like an aloe vera, right? It doesn't only have its medicinal properties, but it actually helps produce oxygen and remove some of the harmful particles in the air as well. Some people will actually, you know, keep the aloe in the kitchen. They'll keep it in the yards where in the area where kids are going to be playing a lot. But some will actually leave it in the bedroom in because of the fact that it helps produce oxygen at night. It creates a better sleeping atmosphere, etc. So just something to be thinking about. Just one thing to add with all these, and you're probably surprised I haven't talked about it, but humidity. And grouping these plants together is another thing that will add those benefits of a cleaner air around it, right? So if you're given these as gifts, explain that you want to put them with other plants. Now, if you're giving this to somebody who has a ton of houseplants in their house, don't have to tell them. But somebody who might be new to it, say, hey, grab a couple plants, group them together. They're going to feed off of each other, not physically feed like fertilizer-wise. They're going to feed off each other by creating humidity around each other. They're going to allow themselves to thrive off of each other, and at the same time, they're going to clean the air. Right? I mean, bringing these plants together makes them work better, but the humidity that you add to it will be even better. So, humidity trays. Right? Create a humidity tray around your plants. Get a clear saucer that you can buy for a couple dollars. Get some rocks from the backyard. Clean them with water so they're not dirty. You know, get them washed off. Fill that saucer with the rocks. And then fill water about halfway up. And that right there is going to create humidity around your plants. The plants are going to pull that moisture into the air. You're not going to see it happen, but you're going to notice that that water level is going to drop over time. So you're going to need to refill it. You're going to need to do a few things, right? The other thing you can do to add that humidity is get a small spray bottle. Spritz the area. Spritz all around them to create the humidity around those plants. It's only going to help them thrive going forward. It's not just about watering the plants, it's about the humidity that's there. Humidity level is huge when it comes to the tropicals, bringing them inside. Because they're outside, it's not a dry heat, it's a heat that has humidity to it, and it just benefits them. So when we bring these houseplants inside, and it's dry, the plants don't like it. They're not only drying out in their container, but they're drying out in their stems. So humidity is a huge thing. So really think about it. And, you know, for some of the, you know, if you're giving a gift to somebody, explain the humidity. Explain the different ways to do it. Maybe even buy all the things for them to create the humidity and just explain, hey, this is, it's going to benefit you the long term. So again, we've really talked a lot this hour about houseplants and giving them as gifts instead of something they might throw in the, you know, in the closet after they wore it once because you were coming to dinner that time, right? Or maybe it's a gift that, you know, it's going to sit on a shelf. There's obviously tons of other things to be doing with these plants. And, you know, take a look into them. Some plants are actually toxic to, you know, dogs, cats, humans. They might be really beneficial to bring in oxygen, but like a Diffenbachia, right, helps with, is a nice house plant, but it's actually can be toxic to humans, dogs, and cats. The sap on it can actually be really harmful, but it's a cool looking plant. Like a ficus, some of the sap can be toxic to humans and pets, right? So, you know, it's look into those details as well. If you know that you're buying something for somebody who has a cat or a dog that's, you know, nosy, take a look at those things. Say, hey, you know, maybe it's not the best plant to get them, right? So just keep it in mind. You know, it's something that I didn't even think of while I was given all these details, but you could go through all these and say, yeah, it's harmful to a pet, but they have to eat this much. It's like, you know, a poinsettia that we talked about earlier. Everybody thought they were harmful to kids and pets and everything. But then when you actually look at it, a dog would have to eat its weight in poinsettia bracts, just the flower itself, in order for it to be poisonous. So a 50-pound dog would have to eat 50 pounds of leaves in order for it to be harmful. And by the time it got to a little bit, you probably got taken care of the dog. So anyways, think about it. Look into it. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to wrap up the show. We will be back in a few minutes.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. No phone number here, just giving out tons of information, doing everything we can to help you out, giving you some great ideas of what you can be purchasing for friends. We gave some great ideas with that. We talked earlier about what we can be doing outside. We talked about soil tests. We talked about different flowering plants. You know, we spent this hour talking about house plants. A lot of them are foliage type plants. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we talked with my brother, Jason, some great ideas. So obviously the whole show has been taped, pre-taped, going to be out for a few weeks, but I wanted to give you live, information. So hope you enjoy it. I won't be able to answer some of the emails for a bit. Nothing crazy, just some preventative maintenance, but, just need to take a little bit of time off. I know I took a lot of time off in September, early October. I apologize for all that. Just part of being, living the life of being a dad with three daughters with tons of things to do, plus having a family, plus a full-time job, plus everything else. There's just so much going on. I wish I could spread it out, but there's so many trade shows in the month of September into October, and then to have to take some time off. I do apologize, but I wanted to give you as much live information as possible. So that's what we've done the past 4 hours here. You know, first hour, like I said, talked a little bit about soil tests. I'll say it again. Perfect time of year to do a soil test. Get it done now, so when spring happens, you're ready to go. I mean, think about this. So you say you did it right now. It's third week in November. It takes 2 weeks to get done. Probably get it back for first week of December. You know you're going to need certain fertilizers, certain everything in the spring because the soil sample is going to come back. Why not say, look at it and say, I need these items. And then get something that's going to be useful for you in the spring. Purchase a program through Natural Alternative for next year. Get the five steps, but give it as a Christmas gift or ask somebody for it as a Christmas gift and have them send it to you for Christmas, right? Then spring hits and you're ready to go. Because everybody else has to go to the store. They're going to spend half the day there because all the new flowers are coming in and everything looks beautiful and it's spring and it's everything and it's exciting. You already have everything. You can do all those things. And then when you go to the garden center, you can actually walk around and enjoy it instead of going in there to be like, all right, I need step one. I need a rake. I need a shovel. I need dirt. And I need this. Already done. You can kind of just get back to enjoying that spring season. Because when spring hits, it's like full bore out in the garden. Obviously, it's awesome to be outside and do as much in there. But if you can get ahead of it, if you can give it to somebody as a gift, you know, say you know that, you know, your husband or wife is really into the lawn. Get the soil sample done now. Don't tell them. Send it away. And then get all the things as a Christmas gift. Like I said, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, if you're really into the garden, you're really into those things, that is more useful, again, than a sweater that you might wear a couple times. Or, you know, a board game that you might use once and then get not like it. Right? Those are all cool things. So I was just thinking about some cool different ideas. But right now would be the time to do the soil sample so you can get that program and, you know, contact Natural Alternative for next year. I'm sure they would love to do that for you. So we've also talked about the house plants. We talked about the flowering plants today. And I will say again, it was absolutely amazing to have my brother Jason on the show with us. And we set it up so we could talk for an hour. Usually I have a guest on for about a half an hour, but I thought since I'm taping it, you guys might want to hear somebody else for the hour. And I just think it's so cool. I had so much fun talking with him. It felt like he and I were in the same room. He's in Maine. I'm in Massachusetts. He's on a cell phone. I'm talking into a microphone. We went back and forth. It was exciting. Really, if you didn't listen to it, go back. Go to our website, paulparent.com. Go to the Listen Live. You can actually go back to the old hour and see it online. So it's really cool. Anyways, that's going to wrap it up for today. I appreciate everyone listening. Obviously, no phone calls. We're going to do another tape show for next week. We'll be back in a few to speak with you. Until next time, get out there, plant something, be good to each other.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.